Saturday Light Brigade. We've got quite a cast here. I can't wait to meet everybody. I'm going to start with you two because you look especially psyched. What's your name?
I'm Kalima Graham.
Hi, and you can each tell us a little bit about yourself. Are you still in school?
Mm-hmm.
How old are you?
I'm 14. I'm going to be 15 this week. Holla.
Happy birthday. What day is your birthday?
April 10th.
Oh, you're just days away from it. Although 15, well, can you get a learner's permit? Not yet.
No, 16.
16, wow. So 15 is just it's another number divisible by 5, I guess.
Yeah, you're right.
Where do you go to school?
Kappa, Pittsburgh Kappa.
Oh, lots of Kappa people here today. Did you want to say hello to anybody? Shout outs or...
Sure. Hi, Mom.
I'm sure she's listening, if not now, on our on-demand segment later at neighborhoodvoices.org. What part do you play?
I'm Alice.
Alice. And let's meet you. Hi.
I'm Alex, and I'm a card.
A card?
Yeah. I get to paint the roses red.
You're such a card. I don't know where that expression came from. Maybe from this play. I don't know.
We've heard that so many times.
I'm sorry. It's a little trick I do. I'll try to cut it out. Never mind. I'm not playing with a full deck. Where do you go to school?
I go to St. Edmund's Academy.
Great school. And what grade are you in?
I'm in 7th grade.
Any shout outs?
Hi to my mom and dad. Dad's right there.
Oh, good. There he is out there. He wishes he was in here with us. He's at the glass there. It's nice to meet you. And let's meet... you next. Hello.
Hi, my name is Envy.
Hi, Envy?
Yes.
E-N?
No, N apostrophe V-Y.
N apostrophe V-Y. I like your name.
Thank you.
You probably hear that all the time, too.
Yes.
But I just, that's a nice name.
Thanks.
Where are you from?
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh. And are you still in school? Or tell me about yourself. Where do you go?
I go to Obama.
What grade are you in?
7th grade.
How do you like it there?
It's nice, yeah.
We're working with 9th graders at Pittsburgh Obama.
Yeah, they're actually doing a play.
Yeah, and we're having a lot of fun working out there. I've not been to the new location yet. I know this is the first year, I think, right? But this is probably... Is this your first year there?
No, my second.
Okay, how's that transition been?
It's good. Well, actually, they transitioned to the new location when I was in 5th, so 6th and 7th grade, I've been at the new location.
Oh, I didn't know that. That's good. Yeah. That's good. So people were thinking, which doesn't surprise me at all. What part do you play?
I'm another card.
Another card.
Yeah.
And do you want to say hello to anybody?
My mom? She's out there waving.
Excellent, and thank you, Envy. And next we go to the person on your left.
Hi there, I'm Joe.
Oh, hang on, I can do, see this button? On, okay.
There it goes.
There, that's me, sorry about that.
No problem. I'm Joey Galvin.
And Joey, now I remember you being here before.
I've been here quite a few times.
Yeah, and tell me about your part here in the play.
I'm actually playing the White Rabbit in this play.
And tell me about the White Rabbit.
Oh, the White Rabbit. He's a nutty guy. He's just constantly anxious and always late. Always late to an important date. So it's a lot of fun to play.
Well, it's nice to meet you. And do you want to say hello to anybody?
I'll say hi to any of my family that's listening. Hi, guys out there.
Great. And tell me where you went to school again.
I went to Kappa as well. And also Point Park University after that.
That was my memory, I thought so. Well, it's nice to meet you, living proof that you can work as an actor.
Absolutely.
Here in the city of Pittsburgh, as is the next gentleman who you're about to meet. Hello.
Hello.
Hi, and you are?
My name is Eric. Excuse me. Eric Starbuck.
And
I'm the King of Hearts.
The King of Hearts. That must be a nice role, I would think.
It's interesting.
Where are you from originally?
I grew up in Ohio. I'm in Point Breeze now.
Excellent. And anybody you'd like to say hello to or acknowledge?
Yeah, Gina and Anthony.
Excellent. And I'm just looking We don't have a Julia in the cast, do we? I think that was from, yes, this is from our last group that just came in. Wendy wanted us to say hi to Julia. And I'll let you know how you can say hello to cast members here with this group in just a second. Let's meet you next. Hello.
Hi.
Hi, what's your name?
My name is Taylor.
And tell me about yourself.
I'm 12 years old, and I go to Jefferson Middle School. Woo, yay!
Yay, Jefferson in Mount Lebanon?
Huh, yeah.
Yeah, there's lots of Jeffersons, so I like to narrow it down. So, Taylor, you're the Dormouse,
yeah.
And your dad, Michael, who's right there, is performing as the Mad Hatter.
Yeah.
And you have twin sisters named Aubrey and Bailey.
Uh-huh.
See, we have this thing with the federal government to give us information on everybody. Aubrey and Bailey say break a leg, as uh-huh. does Mom. So what's it like to act with your dad?
Well, it's actually pretty fun, you know, because he's got my back and I've got his when he needs it.
Well, that's nice. Well, that's a good thing to do that. Aren't
brush,
they
brush.
Nice?
So I'd like to say, hey, Aubrey, Bailey, Mom, I'm on the radio. Woo, yeah.
I love that. That makes me, like, really happy. We're both happy to be on the radio.
Yay.
But it's nice to meet you. What grade are you in?
Seventh.
Okay, now let's meet your dad, and I'll just, there you go. Perfect, Taylor. Hi.
Hi there.
And what, you're the Dormouse, and you're the Mad Hatter?
I'm the Mad Hatter.
And your name's Michael. Tell me about yourself.
I'm Taylor's dad. I'm a speech therapist by day, Mad Hatter by night. So, it's really excited to be part of this. This is our first production with Gemini, and just really excited to be part of such a great group.
That's great. Did you act when you were younger?
I did. I participated in some state championships when I was in high school and stepped away to get a quote-unquote real job, which I never did, but back into it, so really enjoying it.
Some people don't really know what a speech therapist is. Does they think that a speech therapist is a vocal coach or is somebody that would help you almost like somebody helping somebody sing? But a speech therapist is a lot different than that. Can you explain what you do?
Sure. Speech language pathologists cover a lot of different areas. Obviously, we help with speech, articulation, voicing. We also help folks who have suffered from strokes, work with dementia. A lot of folks have a difficult time swallowing after a stroke. It's called dysphagia. We work with that. So we cover a lot of different areas as far as cognition, dysphagia, speech, and language.
Yeah, I have a lot of admiration for the work that you
thank
do
you.
And have had a chance to watch it firsthand. June Bailey says, break a leg today, everyone. You will be amazing.
That's our director. She directed the show.
Excellent.
Thank you, June.
Did I get her name correct? Is it
June
Bailey?
Yeah.
June says, break a leg. So she's listening, which means we should probably make sure we have a performance coming. So we'll get your mics all set. Do we need to set up the scene you're about to do?
Sure.
Okay.
At this point in the show, Alice and the White Rabbit are making their way to the Queen's party. And they stumble upon a group of flowers that come to life. Mm-hmm. And at first, the flowers, they don't respond very well to Alice and the White Rabbit because they don't look like them. They're, you know,
different.
Alice and the White Rabbit were different and not like them. So basically, this song is to help teach the flowers in the audience that even if we're not the same, we don't look the same, you know, we all can get along and live together peacefully, if you will.
Sounds very good. This is the cast. Members of the cast. Are there, is this all of you? There must be some more.
There's some more of us, yeah.
Yeah, I would imagine. And the play opens today, this weekend, and runs every weekend in April. Mm-hmm. And here is a little incentive for you to go see the play. Oh, let's make sure. Hang on, I think I had the wrong orchestra. Here we go. I think this is the right one.
Yep, that's it.
You have a leaf, I have a hand. You have petals, I wear clothes of a different brand. You have roots, I have feet. You have a stem, I have a back in a back seat. We're all different, can't you see? There's so much possibility. I could help you, you could help me. There's no reason we can't be all living together in the garden of life. Growing together in the garden of life. Living together in the garden of life. Growing together in the garden of life. There's honey from the bees. We can give you covers so the frost won't make you freeze. We can give you water or something good to eat.
We can decorate your yard and make the air smell sweet.
We're all different, can't you see? There's so much possibility. I could help you, you could help me. There's no reason we can't be all living together in the garden of life. Growing together in the garden of life. Living together in the garden of life. Growing together in the garden of life. Living together in the garden of life. Growing together in the garden of life. Living together in the garden of life. Growing together in the garden of life. Living together in the garden of life. Growing together in the garden of life. Living together in the garden of life. Growing together in the garden of life. Living together in the garden of life.
There they are. Well done. That is members, those are members of the cast of Gemini Theater's production, which opens today, of Alice in Wonderland. And you guys did a great job. I have a few questions to ask real quickly. Did anybody mean to give a shout out or say something that they forgot to say, that you meant to say? Oh, you guys are great, and you sounded great. So it's every weekend, Joey, starting this weekend, opening today and tomorrow. Showtimes?
Showtimes are at 1 and 3:30 p.m.
And this is a great way to introduce a child to theater for the very first time. You can actually stand up and move around. If you sit in the front row, you're going to be very participatory anywhere in the theater. It's a first-class, you know, professional production, but also you can sort of relax with kids and enjoy it. It's a great immersive experience, and you can get additional information by going to GeminiTheater.org. And again, showtimes all weekend or all April, Saturday and Sundays.
Are at 1 p.m. and 3:30 p.m.
1 and 3:30. Yes. Well done, everybody. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And best wishes to break all the legs and everything. Go, Jefferson, and thank you. Taylor has to be more enthusiastic, I think. It's wonderful to have all of you here. Thanks.
Thank you.